Welcome to the Daily News Update for, what is this, Thursday, September 17th, 2020. This is Mike Adams here. And we start with a comment here, not necessarily a story, but just a comment that Trump has managed to turn Democrats into anti-vaxxers. This is hilarious. I'm laughing my ass off as Kamala Harris and Trump and these other prominent Democrats, one running for the Senate, are all out there saying that they don't trust the vaccine anymore because Trump is pushing it. I mean, is this some kind of genius on Trump's part? Suddenly, Democrats who claim to be the party of science and who claim that everybody should obey vaccinations, suddenly Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and other prominent Democrats are saying, not too sure about those vaccines. They've even got Bill Gates now saying he doesn't trust the FDA anymore and he doesn't trust the CDC. I never thought I would see this day. And MSNBC, of course, is having a total meltdown. The female host there on MSNBC claimed, well, if people don't get vaccinated, then the pandemic will never end and we'll have to stay locked down forever and ever. And this is their argument in favor of the vaccine. Of course, they don't know anything about immunization, vaccine failure rates, or herd immunity or anything like that. So that's the comment. Let's move right into the stories. We got a big bombshell story for you today. Nashville officials, including the mayor's office in Nashville, have been caught red-handed. They buried numbers showing very low infections in restaurants and bars. And emails have now emerged. It's been reported by a Fox 17 affiliate in Nashville. And we've got the details at naturalnews.com. But in these leaked emails, these city officials were conspiring to withhold the information from the public so that this good news would never be shared and the city could keep bars and restaurants locked down, putting them out of business, you know, destroying lives and livelihoods. While they, the government employees, of course, have their cozy government paychecks, but they're destroying the private sector around them on purpose. On purpose. So they only share bad news with the public. Oh, look, the infection numbers are really high in nursing homes, but they never share good news, like almost nobody has been infected from restaurants. You know what? We're calling for the arrest of the mayor of Nashville. I think Cooper is his name. Democrat, of course. And the arrest of Nashville officials who've been part of it. This is a conspiracy. This is a criminal fraud against the people of Tennessee, and specifically in the city of Nashville. And this is another example proving that government is your enemy. That when they have the chance to seize power and weaponize their monopoly on information, to use it against you, to destroy your life and destroy your business, while they expand their power and tyranny, they will do so every chance they get. And this is especially true in Democrat-run cities and Democrat states. I mean, look at California, look at Portland, look at Seattle. Heck, look at Austin, Texas. Look at Minneapolis, by the way, which is defunding police. And now their city council can't figure out why crime is rising. And when you call the police, nobody shows up. I mean, how can they be such morons is the real question here. That was a breaking story yesterday. The Minneapolis city council is just flummoxed over the fact that there are no police around after they defunded the police. It's just like, people, do you even hear yourself? You're just too stupid to be human. It's incredible. But this is a big story about Nashville. All right, next story is also very important. You know how they're saying that they're going to have all these vaccines available for free in America? You're going to have free vaccines. Even the White House is pushing this. Free vaccines. Everybody get it for free. Except it's not free because you have to pay all the medical costs for the vaccine injuries and side effects and comas. You know, all of that. You end up in the hospital. The vaccine company doesn't pay. The government doesn't pay. You pay out of your pocket. So effectively what's happening is the vaccine industry is transferring risk cost burdens to their customers, the consumers, you. Now, normally if a company makes a faulty product that causes damage, that company would be able to be sued, you know, to sue for the compensation of the, at least the medical costs, maybe some punitive damages, but no, not the vaccine industry. Thanks to the 1986 law, they have absolute legal immunity, even if their products are faulty. And so when they say free, that's completely misleading. It's not free. You you pay the cost of the side effects and the injuries. And given that these vaccines are highly experimental, that have been rushed through at record speed, and that are skipping, in some cases, phase three trials, just skipping them. It's like they're screaming, they don't need science anymore. They don't need any evidence of safety or effectiveness anymore. Screw that. They just need to inject everybody, whether it works or not. What do they care? They have no liability. Anybody lining up to get this vaccine for, quote, free is a moron, is a suicidal moron, should win the Darwin Award. If you're dumb enough to line up and get injected, then I don't know. I think that's what Bill Gates is counting on, is enough humans being stupid enough to line up and be injected with something that will kill them. And speaking of Bill Gates, we have another story on Natural News. The quantum dot tattoos are going to be invisibly embedded into coronavirus vaccines. So what this is little dots that are, it's like dye that's injected into your skin using a matrix of needles so that they can use monitoring devices to scan your skin and determine whether you've had the vaccine. So this is actually a vaccine tracking system. They're called quantum dot tattoos. And this is from MIT researchers. So it's not some crazy conspiracy theory. This is actually something that, I mean, there are patents on this. This is something that they advocate. And this is going to be used to enforce vaccine mandates. Yep, you're going to be scanned for your quantum dots when you enter a grocery store. And if you don't have the dots, they don't let you in. That's what's coming. All right, next, the NFL, the NBA, and MLB, Major League Baseball. They're all promoting black criminals as heroes now. And they're saying cops are bad. They're saying white people are bad. But black criminals are who you should look up to. And then they wonder why young black males in society today turn out to be criminals. Well, who did you make as their heroes? Black criminals, rapists, thugs, sexual assaulters. These are the people who are now the new heroes of the Black Lives Matter movement. So should we be surprised that so many people are growing up to be yet more criminals? And these professional sports organizations, well, how pathetic are they? I mean, I've never watched sports like this, but a lot of people, they love sports, but they're turning away from it now because you can only handle so much brainwashing and indoctrination and white guilt when you're watching a basketball game. And it's pretty sick, actually. And I hope that all of these organizations go out of business. I think the NFL should just be shut down, the NBA just totally shut down. I mean, of their own accord. Not saying force them to shut down, but let them go bankrupt and let them rethink. You know, get woke, go broke. All right, here's some news from a couple of days ago. We have covered it today, though. A federal judge has ruled that the Pennsylvania governor's shutdown orders are unconstitutional. I just mentioned it because this is a really monumental decision by the court, which is finally pushing back against these lockdown orders. And as we see in Nashville, the lockdown orders are not based on science. They're based on the weaponization of the local government to be used against the people. And so, of course, it's time to denounce those lockdown orders. It's time to challenge them. It's time to file lawsuits. Well, it was time months ago. Actually, these lockdowns, I mean, again, I understood the first 30 days because we didn't know that much about the virus. It was very dangerous in, late March and early April as well. So I understand the first 30 days of the lockdown. After that, it was all politics, and the science didn't support it. And now we're finding out that that's absolutely true. Okay, in other news today, Fox News has censored Newt Gingrich for talking about George Soros and his role in advocating Black Lives Matter terrorism across America. So Fox News is all in with George Soros now. Is anyone surprised? I mean, Fox News basically now is the same as CNN, you know, except for a few guests who are different, like Tucker Carlson, obviously, is one standout who's very different. I don't know what you think about Sean Hannity. At least he is a patriot, although he seems to be kind of in with some elements of the deep state. But Tucker Carlson tells it like it is. It's too bad that his network is going in the direction of communist China. And speaking of China, now we have a Chinese scientist that has come out, and she has said that she was part of the COVID-19 team, and she knows that it was engineered by China's military. So just as we have been reporting, almost from day one, remember I said this was a genetically engineered biological weapon built by China, designed to destroy humanity, and released by China on purpose. Guess what? Oh, that's all confirmed now. And yet, you still get banned on Facebook, you still get banned on Twitter, or even YouTube for saying that, even though it's now confirmed by the scientist who was on the team. But if you disagree with the WHO and their official narrative, which is all complete BS, of course, then you get banned everywhere except the independent platforms like, of course, Brighttown.social. So check out Brighttown.social, by the way. We had a little sign-up glitch yesterday. Some people signing up couldn't get their confirmation emails if they were on Yahoo Mail. You got to get off Yahoo Mail. Yahoo censors independent media, even in the mail. Get off Gmail. Go over to protonmail.com. Get yourself a free account there and then sign up on brighttown.social. And you can follow me there. My name is @HealthRanger. And we have a lot of tips, a lot of information coming out every day there on brighttown.social. But anyway, confirmation that the coronavirus is a military weapon, a biological weapon created by communist China. Is anyone surprised? Really? All right, some good news. Vitamin D supplementation can reduce cancer death risk by 16%, shows a study. Turns out this study used very low doses of vitamin D. You can actually reduce your cancer death risk by way more than that, probably over 50%. I've seen some studies talk about 77% reduction in cancers, or 78%, something in that range. It just means using more vitamin D. I'm currently taking about, 5,000 IUs a day, whereas I think the official recommendation is 400 IUs a day for most people, most adults, something in that range. People don't take enough, in my opinion. Okay, Antifa claims responsibility for some of the wildfires, saying that they need to set fires to prove that climate change is real. So this is the logic of the Antifa arsonists now. And I mean, seriously, right? It's totally insane. But they say we had to set fires to bring attention to climate change. And then the media says climate change is starting the fires. And it turns out, no, it's you terrorists who are starting the fires. They say, we're not terrorists, we're anti-fascists. Okay, whatever. These people are insane. America is under attack and they're burning everything down, both in the cities and now in the forests as well. Oh, there's a new eye scan that can detect type 2 diabetes by looking at your retina. Apparently, people who are very advanced in their progression of type 2 diabetes, they start to have problems with eyesight, and this can be scanned, non-invasive method for detecting type 2 diabetes. That's interesting. And finally, today I've got a new video at prepwithmike.com. It's how to make your own storable food buckets or pails using bulk ingredients. Just shows you a real simple way to have very low cost, very long term storable food by purchasing bulk ingredients and putting them in these pails, these buckets. They're polyethylene buckets. They have a very long shelf life. Now, on the commercial side, if you want us to do that for you, we do offer the Ranger buckets. And the funny thing is, yesterday we announced that we had 270 sets of Ranger buckets available in inventory. And as of like midnight last night, it was down to 70 sets or so, something like that. And this morning I checked it and they're all gone. So it turns out we don't have any more Ranger buckets in inventory because everybody's buying them. So it's good to look at this video, how to make your own buckets of storable food. In terms of what we're offering, we will have more, but it's going to be a couple of weeks. We can't get the raw materials anymore. I mean, the organic millet is out. Organic lentils are getting hard to get. So many of the organic ingredients, I can't tell you how many times we purchase 20,000 pounds of something, and then the seller tells us that's the last it. That's it for this season. You got the last lot. It's over. And we're like, really? Because we need to keep making these buckets. They're like, nope, you just bought the last lot. So we're having a lot of difficulty getting these ingredients. Food shortages are happening. It's very real. And I don't know how much we can actually do. It's really a challenging industry right now. But thank you for your support for those who are shopping at healthrangerstore.com and using brighttown.social and reading naturalnews.com. We're doing our best every day to bring you the important news that you need with now, what, 46 days or 47 days before the election, something like that. Time is running out, even for me as well. When I finish this, I'm prepping. There's no time to waste. It's crazy. Even I don't feel like I'm prepped enough. I mean, think about grid down scenarios, power outages. Think about the chaos that the radical left is going to push. Maybe kinetic attacks, maybe armed insurrection, open rebellion in the streets, followed by Trump invoking the Insurrection Act, military troops in the streets, maybe temporary martial law in certain cities. I don't know what's coming, but all that seems pretty likely at this point. So stay tuned. I'll bring you new updates each day. These seem to get published around maybe 3 to 4 p.m. Central, give or take. It's a little later than I'd like, but it takes time to edit and post and process this. So thank you for your support. Watch for these daily, Monday through Friday. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Be safe. God bless America. Get prepared and get ready.